Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The village of Aklutna is at the forefront of climate advocacy in South Central Alaska. They have been working to restore their river's namesake and salmon habitat. Aaron Leggett, who is Dena'ina Athabaskan, is the president of the village. He says salmon restoration efforts are falling short of expectations and emphasizes that restoring water flow to rivers is critical to rebuilding the region's rapidly declining salmon populations.
Unfortunately, we're not made as much progress as we would like. This is, again, we have a key partner with the municipality of Anchorage that we want to see salmon habitat restoration. We're continuing to keep pressure and efforts up to get more water down the Aklutna River. Our argument is that by being able to put another major salmon-producing stream into Upper Cook Inlet, that it's not just good and the right thing to do for the native village of Aklutna, but it's good for all residents of South Central Alaska. Right now, especially king salmon, are almost non-existent in Cook Inlet. Last year, for the first time in my lifetime, there was no sport fishing harvest, commercial harvest being done at all. I mean, it was completely shut down. So that's never happened before. And all the other rivers, except for the ones that have what are called terminal fisheries or, you know, hatchery fish, like in Ship Creek or Bird Creek, are threatened.
Another effort centers on the village of Aklutna pushing the boundaries of tribal gaming rights in Alaska. President Leggett says the core issue is whether the United States and the state of Alaska will treat native allotments differently than those in the lower 48 when it comes to gaming. He says the goal is to have their tribal sovereignty recognized. Another person speaking on climate issues in Alaska is Vi Waihi. She is an environmental health and justice program director at the Alaska Community Action on Toxics. She is Yupik and says their way of life is non-negotiable, and pollution from World War II facilities isn't their fault. She says they're urging stronger international responsibility to protect her community as well as others that have been impacted.
Our people still feel the benefits outweigh the risks. It's our identity. It's our way of life. It's not something we can separate ourselves from. So these are burdens we didn't create. And with the warming of the globe, the POPs, or persistent organic pollutants, that are causing these high rates of contaminants in our marine mammals, as I mentioned, are burdens we didn't create. And it's so important that my message here is that we need more discussions on how we need to make sure that measures are in place to protect Arctic indigenous people who are very vulnerable to persistent organic pollutants at the Stockholm Convention, the only legally binding treaty ratified by over 180 nations, and the U.S. is not even a party.
Why, he says research from this project has since confirmed severe contamination with PCB levels in the community 4 to 10 times higher than the average American. Dr. Sarah Olsvig is the chair of the Inuit Circumpolar Council. She is Inuit and says despite modern borders, the Inuit remain one people and are working to protect their environment so they can continue the subsistence lifestyle they have always practiced.
We have been focusing on the rights of Inuit, both in terms of our national branches and the life we lead in four very different nation states, but also as a unity of Inuit across state borders. Of course, we were divided by the establishment of states through colonization and through militarization. So our main purpose is to ensure that we can continue working together as Inuit across those state borders. And that is increasingly a challenge these years, being from Kalaallit. At Greenland, we are clearly experiencing the pressure of the changes we see in the world, including here in the U.S. But environmental protection and our access to continue to live from the resources that are in our regions, in our waters, and in our lands is also a main objective of the Inuit Circumpolar Council right from the beginning. So protecting our environment and ensuring that we, as we've been doing for time immemorial, can continue in the future for time immemorial to be able to live from our resources and therefore protect our land.
Dr. Olsvig says this moment reflects the lasting impacts of colonization, but emphasizes that Inuit and other Native communities have long demonstrated resilience and will continue to do so. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.